Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. The most important offseason in franchise history, in my mind, trying to build off of the success of Jaden Daniels' rookie year and advancing to the conference championship game for the first time in 30 years. Joining us right now to continue our Commanders offseason discussion on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Sergeant Snyder in the AWOD Army, Rick Snyder. What's going on, Rick?
How can you call this the most important offseason? Are you drinking at work? This is not the franchise's most important offseason ever.
Dude, you've got to build off of the success. You've got the fan base in the palm of your hands right now. Everybody was so excited for the change of ownership, and nobody saw this success actually happening. I've been watching this team for 30 years. We've never had the focal point, the starting quarterback. You got to take advantage of that, Rick.
All right, let's just get out. Last year was much more important than this year, because last year you got the GM, coach, quarterback right. Okay, that sets up everything else. So last year was much more important just than this year. All right, 86, they're running out of gas off the 83 team. They reload, get Doug Williams, so 87 offseason. And then, you know, that set them up for another Super Bowl run. So, you know, you kids, you just don't remember yesterday.
Well, Commanders franchise history started a cup of coffee ago. But look, we're expecting an improved defense. And I don't know that the talent level on the defensive side of the ball is as improved as we all wanted it to be. A lot of people wanted a star edge rusher or an edge rusher in the first round. But I believe in Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr.'s coaching schemes and concepts to improve the defense. Who's the player that you think needs to step up the most on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think their offense clearly showed us they want to win games 38-35 versus 21-17.
Yeah.
Because all the moves were, we got a quarterback, let's max that out. And so they made, that's why they won offensive tackle, for instance, in the first round. I can't really disagree with that, and it's more entertaining football to most people. So, okay. To me, defensively, you got a big hole in the edge. You know, I mean, they've got, it seemed like every time they started a defensive lineman, there was some big fat guy in the middle. You know, we got plenty of those. We got plenty of them in the press box. You know, it's just, Deron Payne's got to step up. I wrote about that today for Yardbucker. They really need him to be what his pay is. And there was kind of a question about it that Quinn kind of answered it in a way that left it open to say, if you don't do it this year, we'll see who's here next year. That said, you need a defensive end. And Armstrong getting 10 and a half sacks last year was a scheme thing more than him. So I bet he doesn't do that again where he goes. But so maybe you can trust the scheme a little more. Linebacker-wise, I don't know that they're any better. And secondary-wise, Lattimore scares me not showing up this whole offseason. You know, he barely had a cup of coffee with the team last season. Hurt, he hasn't been at the facility at all the whole offseason. I've seen this before, and it doesn't usually end well. It, you know, it's not critical that he played it. It was in OTAs, but you got to learn the guys around you, especially in the secondary. You got to learn to trust the guys around you. He's not here for that. Why? You know, voluntary OTAs, yes, they're voluntary, but we all know we do stuff to keep our jobs better. I was really disappointed he didn't show up. And Tunsil, where are you on the left tackle? This is a brand new team to you completely. Get in here and learn something. You know, you learn the little stuff that makes a difference in the fall. So I don't care if it's voluntary. Still show up. Terry McLaurin not coming. You know, it's all about contract stuff. He'll be here next week at mini camp. So, and then everybody's off for like 6 weeks, and you have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, great breakdown, Rick. You can follow him on Twitter at @Snide_remarks. Do you expect a big year from Daron Payne?
No.
not given it's year. On a contract year? No?
It's not a contract year. So if you look at his 7 years of ball, he's been consistently an underperformer except for the year that was, you know, the contract year where he had twice as many sacks as normal and got paid. You know, and I like the guy. I don't think he's a bad person like that. But, you know, the motivation just it never has been any better. Last 2 years, 4 sacks each. Defensive tackles do a lot of things you can't see in the scorecard. I get that. But he's never – nobody. When have you ever said, wow, man, Daron really balled out that game. Wow, he really made a difference in the middle. You never hear that. So I don't expect it to be anything more than as usual, which is okay. But you're paying him a lot of money to be okay.
Rick Snyder with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. When do you expect there to be another update about RFK?
Well, theoretically, the deal is supposed to be approved by the city council by July 15th. I can tell you right now, they're going to draw an X through the 15th, and everybody's going to initial it for another date, say in August. Because part of it is it's tied to the city's budget, and the city's budget won't be approved till August. It's been too much delayed. Trump reneging, you know, Congress reneging on $1 billion of the budget really screwed D.C. up. So that's part of the problem. It's not anybody's fault that this has happened. But it's not like the team can go, oh, it's July 16th. I guess we've got to move everything over here. I mean, they're going to wait for that. Now, they won't wait forever, and this deal it's got to get done by the fall, late fall, or else the team seriously has to go plan B. But I don't see that happening, being a worry about it. So I think the next updates are really, you know, mid-July.
Rick, the theme of the Commanders' topics today on the show has been the defensive side of the ball. And some of the statistics that stood out to me from last year were all about the defense not getting off the field. They gave up 38 first downs defensively with penalties. 8% of drives ended in a turnover. How many yards per carry? 4.8 on the first from running backs. How about the fact that they couldn't get off the field on fourth down even? They gave up 67% success rate defensively. And then when you got to the red zone, you got into the end zone 61% of the time. Are they going to do a better job, you think, getting off the field this year defensively?
Man, you numbers nerds never cease to amaze me how many you got. Because I hate analytics. And it probably tells a true story. It wasn't a great defense last year. I think they were fourth worst against the run.
Right.
So what they did in the offseason, they did do is say, let's get some big fat guys in the middle and try and block it some. I think that was more of an emphasis, of course, than the pass rush, which they didn't do anything. But I guess they figured we're tired of people like Saquon running through us. Let's try and beef up there. So that's the one move they did make. Otherwise, I think it's just an average defense, and we'll see what happens with like the second round pick Trey Amos coming in for safety, probably taking the place of Jeremy Chinn. Chinn. So, you know, there's a few moving parts to this. What is Lattimore doing? Is Lattimore coming in? Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be as good as they hope to be? Who knows? We have no answer to that. Wagner's going to be 35. You know, so you got to drop off at some point. You never know when that is. So they have a lot of questions, and I think it's just going to be, again, an average defense. But what Jaden Daniels does for the defense is he keeps them off the field a lot with those long drives he has. So they don't get burned as often because they're not on the field. And that's what this team will do again. They'll own time of possession much more. That makes your defense look better.
What do you want to see different from Jaden Daniels? Like, for me, I want to see Cliff Kingsbury call less direct runs. I would be okay with him running for 200 less yards. I want to see him throw the ball more downfield.
I want to see him win. I don't really care how they do it.
Yeah.
But and their running backs are just okay. I mean, Brian Robinson's okay on that. Now, maybe a better offensive line, which they're going to move four guys, so good luck figuring that out. I don't expect a huge running game. Yeah, I watched JD yesterday in practice, and it's always the offense has the edge because there's no hitting. Yeah, he's just throwing bullets all over the field on there. The ball, when I watched practice with Jaden last year, one thing I noticed, the ball's hardly ever on the ground. You know, he always connects on passes. And he had some really good ones. And he's throwing the ball a little farther, and everybody made a big deal of, oh, he looks stronger. Well, he threw the ball a long way on the Hail Mary last year. I don't think he needs any more muscle as far as throwing the ball. Maybe you could use a little more muscle for sustaining hits. I'd like to see him go to the left side more when he scrambles. Last year, I got a number nerd for you.
Yeah.
You know, less than 40% of players were rolling out to the left versus 60-plus to the right. And defenses figured that out in the last month of the season. They started stopping him over there. So you now have yourself a first-round tackle on the right, too. You got a brand-new tackle on the left. Maybe they help you on the edge. I'd like to see him go more on the left side just because defenses have spent the whole offseason figuring, you know, what can we do? So I think Jaden has to go left more.
Who would you put as the top-tier teams in the NFC? And are the Commanders included in that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I may not win as many games as some people, but it's a heck of a schedule. We were talking about it yesterday. You know, they've got five games on the road that don't get back to Redskin Park, Commanders Park, whatever, at like 5 a.m. in the morning, okay? So your Mondays are screwed and your bodies are screwed. And you can't fall asleep on the plane because there's rules about that in the NFL. You will regret it. You know, there's been players to wake up to realize that their faces are painted with magic markers and stuff. That's a long story, but a really funny one day we'll talk about. So guys, you know, rest-wise, it's going to be difficult. You got a Madrid game and all these kind of things are going to cost them a little bit on there. But, you know, Philly obviously is still the top team. I think Tampa's going to be good. Detroit's going to be good. It sounds like last year. You know, who's coming out of the West? Maybe Seattle. And I would say Washington will make the playoffs. And then once you're in the playoffs, they're dangerous again. Look, last year they won two on the road. They can do that again. But the interesting thing, I had a long talk with Dan Daly, the old Washington Times columnist, the other day. We worked together for 20 years. I said, think about the great Redskin teams of the 80s, early 90s. And think of this team last year. They went to the NFC Championship. Okay. Who had the better rosters? It's not even close. You know, last year's roster wasn't anywhere close, but you had the quarterback and a better quarterback than those other teams. And I said, is it coaching then that got this team that far more than that? And Dan's point was basically that the league has since added teams since the Redskins won games. So they're diluted a little more and coaching has a little more help. And I thought last year Quinn and his staff gave a master class in coaching. Outside of Joe Gibbs talking about that, this was the best one I'd ever seen. And so I think that's where things come into play. This is a smart staff that maximizes what they have. Jaden should get better. And so I think they'll be in the running again at the end.
Will they be – like, do you feel like the Commanders now have a better roster than the Vikings and the Packers?
I'm not so adept at telling you that because I don't know their whole rosters.
Yeah.
You know, I just think I think this team last year definitely played above its weight. And I watched them again this season in the OTAs. And one of my first questions was kind of looking at last year, they all bought in. I mean, yeah. It was a remarkable thing because it was a new roster. You had more than 60% of new roster. Every draft pick practically they took was the college team captain. They brought in some leadership like Ertz and Wagner to take pressure off of Jaden to say, you just be you. You'll grow to be the leader. It doesn't fall on you day one like Robert Griffin on there. And that's a big help. And they all bought in. So last year they started this drill, like a tire drill sort of, where they use ropes, where everybody's running through the middle and they're going back and forth and they're screaming like all. And you think this is Paris Island with the sergeant shooting over your head or something. That's how intense it is. First day, there they go, man. Boom. You know, they're back in it. They're buying back into this kind of thing. That's really rare in pro sports because a lot of guys are older. They're paid. You can't get that passion of when they were 14, you know, But this team did, and it looks like they have it again. Practices are really good just for OTAs. They're intense. They're productive. I see a lot of energy I hadn't seen in years. Even more so than the old great Super Bowl teams. They weren't the most energetic practices you ever saw, but they were great players. This team's now, they don't have Monk, Sanders, Clark, Dexter, Mann, the Hogs. They don't have those guys. Not really. You know, so you need the energy. You need the chemistry. You need all these things. That's why Tunsil and Lattimore should be in here, because chemistry and all that paid off last year big time.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that, but it's good to hear the guys that are in the building this week are all the way bought in. That is Rick Snyder. You check out Rick Snyder's Washington.com, also Yard Barker and Command Post as a columnist online on social media at Snide_remarks. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right, get rid of all your analytics. Talk about ballers. That's what wins games. I'm just busting your chops.
Jaden certainly is a baller, so hopefully he can help out the team. I want 12 wins again. I got a taste of it. Now I want it every year. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. All things NBA to close out the show. Chase Hughes, who covers the Washington Wizards for Monumental Sports Network, will join the show at 2:30 to try to get us excited for some of the draft prospects that Washington will be interested in. They have the number 6 overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. But tonight marks day one, game one of the 2025 NBA Finals. And I am going to attempt to recruit the audience members into supporting the underdog like myself here, all in on the Pacers. It's the Fast Break with AWOD, talking all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a Fast Break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good. at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
All right, Stubby. Stubbs. You and Biff over here. I want you guys to do your own thinking, all right? Okay. Don't listen to the experts out there, the so-called NBA insiders. Do your own thinking and come to your own conclusions on this, all right? It's the NBA Finals tonight, and it's the Indiana Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it feels like the entire planet is on the Oklahoma City Thunder because they're deep, they're talented, they're young, they've come together, they have a chip on their shoulder after being dismissed early in last year's NBA postseason. They've got the MVP of the league in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and an all-NBA wing in Jalen Williams. The problem is they haven't been to the NBA Finals with this crew, and although they won 68 regular season games, we saw they struggled against a Denver Nuggets team that had a massive change in their coaching staff and quite simply didn't have a good enough bench to really make a deep run in this year's postseason. And so in my mind, the Pacers have had the harder route to the NBA Finals. And I'm not just going with, oh, all the reporters that are saying you have to pick the Thunder because they have the MVP. You have to pick the Thunder because they are the best team in basketball. How many years does the one seed win the NBA Finals? Not every year. We've had several years in which teams come out of nowhere as the four or the five seed. Even the Miami Heat, as the eight seed, advanced all the way to the NBA Finals one year. It's not a sport in my mind in which, all right, you're the one seed, here it is, you guaranteed you're going to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. In fact, if this is a close game, I would argue, even though Oklahoma City has the MVP, the Pacers have more clutch players. You've got an NBA champion, an Eastern Conference Finals MVP in Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton, Nemhard hit some fantastic shots in the postseason, and he did that in college as a clutch player. Nesmith exploded in the fourth quarter multiple times already in the finals. And don't sleep on Miles Turner and his experience being able to dominate the skinny seven-footer by the name of Chet Holmgren. So I'm rolling with Indianapolis. That's the case for why I'm taking the Pacers. Biff, I want you to do your own research, do your own due diligence here. Don't just say, oh, but Charles Barkley's picking the Thunder.
I promise you Charles Barkley will not be the reason I'm picking the Thunder. I'm picking the Thunder because of one man, the MVP, SGA. Mm-hmm. Who do you have? I have a question for you. Matchup-wise, who's guarding him?
It's going to be defense by committee. It's going to be a little bit of everybody. They won't want to put Halliburton on SGA because you want Halliburton to be fully fresh for the offensive side of the ball. SGA is really good at going to the basket.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to get those phantom foul calls that he got in the Nuggets series in the NBA Finals. With all eyes in the world on this young man from Canada, yeah, if he's going to win the American trophy in the NBA Finals, he's going to have to do it with more grit and determination than he did in the Western Conference Finals, where he lived at the free throw line.
Yeah, he did. He did live at the free throw line, but got him points.
Yeah, and he also shoots a lot of mid-range shots. You know what Halliburton does? Yeah. He runs to the basket, and then he turns around, and he goes back, and he steps back behind the three-point line, and he hits fadeaway jump shots.
That's what we call
that's the difference in my mind in this series, is the Thunder are a drive-to-the-basket, mid-range shooting team, whereas I do believe the Pacers' three-point shot can be the great equalizer in this. And look, you like local hoops.
I do.
UVA alum Rick Carlisle's already won a title with the Dallas Mavericks. You know who he beat? LeBron freaking James. You don't think he can handle SGA now and Chet Holmgren?
Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. And I'll be honest. I think game one will show you how this series is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think OKC, I think whoever's at home will win. I think it will be game seven, maybe six. I think OKC can get it done away at Indiana. Is Indiana a tough place to play on the road?
Ask the Knicks.
Well, I don't want to ask the Knicks anything.
Ask Spike Lee. Ask Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet.
They had it coming. They had it coming the entire time.
Look, I think that we're all going to know how this series will go based off of game one.
Yeah.
All right? And that's why I'm not just taking the Pacers to win the series. You're telling me you're giving me Pacers plus 9.5 game one? If the Thunder covered that 9.5 point spread game one, I'm going to completely change my tone about who wins this series. But I think the Pacers cover the spread, and I think they're it's close. Even if they lose tonight, yeah. It's going to give them confidence to steal a road game eventually. So I am rolling with the underdog. You can get a great value online, ESPN Bet. Sign up, promo code AWOD Radio. Stubb, you've been pretty quiet over there. All right, I know the Orioles have won a few games, but it's the freaking NBA Finals tonight, man.
Yeah, probably the Thunder.
He doesn't listen to me.
No one does.
I mean, my goodness. What is this? I just gave you like 150 reasons to pick the Pacers. Let me give you a couple more. If the Pacers win the championship, no team has ever won the NBA title with lower odds to win it all to start the season. All right? They were not favored to win any of the series that they've already won, including Bucks, a historic Cleveland team, and the New York Knicks, who had, it felt like, all of the East Coast rooting for them. Halliburton's got the chip on his shoulder after being voted most overrated. They have had the most 20-point comebacks in NBA postseason history, including three down by 7-plus in the final minute. They are doing what Reggie Miller did 25 years ago, and they're doing it on a consistent basis. And I do think that Halliburton is a better clutch player than SGA.
You said they're doing it just like Reggie. Mm-hmm. How'd that end for him?
He got to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, then what?
What did he lose to? Hakeem Olajuwon? Yeah. I don't see the Dream walking in, and I don't think they're getting that from Isaiah Hartenstein. You're riding with Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren, the skinniest white boys in the league, against the big Pacers down low.
I you know what I think it is? I think their offense and defense, who's got the best offense and defense, like who they put together.
Thunder.
I think OKC has the best offense and defense ratio. I think Indiana struggles on the defensive end, and I think the Pacers, obviously, the offense is, I mean, remarkable, especially when Halliburton is
The thing on. Is for the Pacers is they can play their pace of game and they can play your pace of game.
Yeah,
we saw
that
in the next series. It's, you know, the Pacers don't care the pace of play. They're going to show up. And I do think game one tonight, it's going to come down to that second unit. If Obi Toppin is doing something, if they can get anything out of Thomas Bryant, TJ McConnell, that's going to be huge. For OKC, I look at like Kayson Wallace, right? Can he, Isaiah Joe, and Alex Caruso,
Wiggins.
Can those guys step up? I trust the Pacers bench more than the Thunder, but I do understand the Thunder and SGA have the advantage at the guard position.
Miles Turner.
It could be an X factor for sure, especially if he's hitting his outside shot.
Yes, that would be huge.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll ask the expert next, Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, should start calling this show AWOD versus the world. Nobody riding with the Pacers harder than your boy. Gotta get a win tonight or at least be in it. Gimme Pacers plus 9.5 at ESPN Bet. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk Wizards and the NBA from Monumental Sports, it's our buddy Chase Hughes. What's up, Chase?
Not much, man. Good to be on with you.
Give me some reasons to be optimistic about the Pacers winning this series. Are you like all these other NBA insiders that it's all Thunder all day and that they're just the best team in basketball and the MVP SGA is going to win the title?
Yeah, I've got the Thunder winning in five games. I really like the Pacers. But it's hard to pick against the Thunder, not only with how good they've been all year, but also just the matchups. Looking at how good their defensive guards are going up against Tyrese Halliburton, looking at Miles Turner and how he's going to have to face off against Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein, I think it's just a bad matchup for the Pacers. However, if I were to point to some positives, I'd give you two. One is that they've had a bunch of their players level up in the postseason, particularly as three-point shooters, guys like Andrew Nembhard, Ben Shepherd, Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah.
And it's been a few series in a row. So if that continues, then I think that could change the dynamic. And then one more thing would be Pascal Siakam, I think, has an advantage in this series because the Thunder are loaded at guard when it comes to defensive players. They're also pretty stacked at the big man spot. They don't have someone who is a perfect physical matchup for Pascal Siakam. So I think if he could take advantage against the shorter players that are inevitably going to have to guard him, then the Pacers might have a path to victory.
Stubb, let's just roll that clip back in about 5 minutes. That was what I'm talking about, Chase. Let's go, Pacers. Am I just stupid, or what's going on with Jalen Williams here? Is he that good? I don't believe that he's as good as everybody's saying he is, 21 points per game. I kind of think he's going to be shut down a little bit here. I would see him maybe 13 points per game in this series. Am I going to be proven wrong about Jalen Williams?
Well, it could come down to that Pascal Siakam matchup, because I feel like he might have to guard Siakam,
yeah,
and you know, maybe vice versa on the other end, and he's 2 or 3 inches shorter than Siakam is. You know, Jalen Williams is a really good player. I mean, he is already All-NBA. He's only played, what, 2 or 3 seasons in the league. I had a GM last year tell me he thinks he's going to make 5 or 6 All-Star teams in his career, which is a lot. And that was before he had even made an All-Star team. He's also All-Defense. He's a uniquely versatile defensive player who plays like a guard on offense, can create off the dribble on his own. He can also shoot. But on defense, he it's almost like a Draymond Green in that he can guard players much bigger than him because he's strong. He's got really strong legs. He's got long arms. He's got a toughness about him. So he's a terrific player. I would stop short of some of the praise that he's being given. I had a question in a radio interview the other day, like, you know, essentially who's better, Tyrese Halliburton or him, because the Wizards passed on both of them. And I was like, well, let's settle down a little bit. Tyrese Halliburton's a franchise player. I think Jalen Williams is in a perfect spot as the number 2 or number 3 guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if Siakam really dominates that matchup, how much of an advantage does that give the Pacers? I almost think I could talk Chase Hughes into riding with the Pacers tonight at +9.5. But but we got you on here to talk Washington Wizards. So, you know, throw out the name that you think is the best fit for the Wizards at 6.
I would say Trey Johnson of Texas. The question is, will he be there at 6? But he is a really good offensive player. He might be the best shooter in this draft. About 6'6" with shoes, kind of reminiscent of Devin Booker, the way he scores, you know, being able to move without the ball, shoot off the catch, but also create for himself off the dribble. I think he projects to be a 20-point scorer at the next level.
Wow.
And the Wizards, if you know, are talking about fit, they're drafting high enough and they're early enough in their rebuild where positional fit, I think, is secondary. You got to go best player available. You haven't solved anything. However, through their first 2 drafts under the front office that is now there, they've really overloaded on defense. So I think it would balance things out a little bit, and it would be a good fit if they get someone who could be a great scorer. And so Trey Johnson really fits that mold for me.
How about the Sudanese star from Duke, Kamen Malawak? Our buddy Chris Miles was getting us excited about the prospect of him going to the Wizards, saying that he's a much better 3-point shooter than anybody knows.
Yeah, so Kamen Malawak, he, I think, is got a lot of momentum behind him. He's rising up draft boards. And, you know, when this process began, I probably would have pointed to the 18th pick that the Wizards also have is the spot that maybe they could get him. But I think if they want him, they got to take him at 6. And, you know, at first blush, it's like, well, they just drafted Alex Starr. Why would they need a second big man? But they do different things. They both protect the rim, so it'd be a great duo defensively in that regard. But Alex Starr is very versatile defensively and offensively, so that would allow him to roam around a little bit more on both ends of the floor. He likes to play on the perimeter, even though he's 7 feet tall. So Malawak could do some of the more traditional big men things, which is, you know, set screens, rebound, stay around the basket to anchor the defense, and allow Alex Starr to do some things that he's a little bit more comfortable doing. You know, on the shooting, I heard the same thing. I'm friends with Chris Miles. He's been telling me for a while, but, you know, it's not that I didn't believe him, but I believe it a little bit more now after going to the NBA Draft Combine, talking to Cooper Flagg, Con Knipl, and Tyrese Proctor, the 3 other Duke guys who could all be first-round picks and are certainly going to get drafted. Cooper Flagg, of course, number 1 overall. All of them, and I believe independently, like, they weren't even asked about it. They were like, oh, yeah, he could be a great shooter, or he's got way better shooting touch than people realize. It's just not something they asked him to do last year at Duke.
Chase, with the Wizards falling out of the top 3 picks, I was so frustrated, and at first I think, like, man, does this change everything? Do we stop like everything that the front office has been doing and maybe try to make a massive trade for a disgruntled star like a Giannis? And then I've been thinking, you know what? We have to stick with the plan because we have to suck again next year to keep our draft picks. So it's tough being a Wizards fan right now. Give my fan base, our listeners right now, some reasons for optimism. You know, get us excited here for this upcoming draft. Is there a chance they trade 6-18 with the Sixers? I mean, that would get me fired up, dude.
I definitely don't think you can rule out them trying to trade up. I doubt they would move back, but who knows? You know, they've been pretty active looking for trades on draft night. First time they went through this, the new front office, they traded up a spot to get Bilal Coulibaly. Last year, they made two trades, including one to acquire the 14th overall pick and get Bob Carrington. So they like making trades on draft night. As far as where the Wizards fell in the lottery to sixth, I think it just means two things. One, it's just going to be a little bit more difficult to make that decision, right? The front office is going to have to do their homework a little bit more than they would if they got the number one or number two picks in particular. And secondly, I think long term, it might not matter that much. Like, there's a decent chance that the best player in this draft is still going to be on the board at sixth. I think it's just not going to be as obvious. And also, it might take longer to develop whoever they drafted six. I think if they had gotten the first or second pick, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, you know, those guys were going to be ready, plug and play. Maybe you're making the playoffs a year from now. I don't know if this pushes the timeline back fully, you know, another year, but it just might mean that they're going to have to draft a guy who might take a little bit longer to develop, but ultimately might have a higher ceiling, because at the end of the day, what you have to take solace in if you're a Wizards fan and their front office is that the draft is extremely hard to predict. Even these guys who run front offices, who make a lot of money, who have all the information, way more information than we have been following these guys for years, they still get it wrong pretty consistently because it's just really, really hard to do.
Chase, great stuff, man. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Absolutely. Enjoy the finals, my man.
Yep, take care. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news in the National Football League. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson, in the midst of a quarterback battle with former Giant-turned-Viking Daniel Jones, down with an injury. Anthony Richardson, Colts starting quarterback, has aggregated his right shoulder joint that he injured in 2023. He will be sidelined for an undetermined length of time. He got hurt at practice earlier today. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson down with an injury. Get ready for Daniel Jones to be QB1. And another injury for the Colts was just reported about 5 minutes ago. Wide receiver Michael Pittman got tangled up while running around and went down. He got up, limped off the field, and did not return, according to Colts reporters for The Athletic. So quarterback Anthony Richardson goes down. He doesn't return. Michael Pittman Jr., the starting wide receiver, gets tangled up. He doesn't return to practice. Crazy offseason in the National Football League, but that's breaking news on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We got Stubb running the ones and twos, our intern for the summer, Biff, and I'm going to be the first to say it right now. The Indianapolis Colts should reach out to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, why not? Richardson already down with an injury, and now Daniel Jones? I mean, my goodness. If I was a Colts fan, I would riot right now.
Oh, dude, season's over.
Season's over before it even began.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing?
I'd have projected them at like 6 wins anyway.
Yeah. I feel bad for Mo Ali Cox. He re-signed with the Colts, our buddy. But,
Well, they got, like, Jonathan Taylor now.
This is your opportunity to call Aaron Rodgers before he inks a deal with the Steelers. I think I was told after June 10th, keep an eye on Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. For some reason, he didn't want to go to voluntary OTAs or something. After June 10th.
Yeah, you can sign him with a team and not go to voluntary OTAs.
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
If my source in Pittsburgh is correct, keep an eye on Aaron Rodgers to the Colts June 10th. But for the next 5 days, why wouldn't the Colts call him and try to lure him in, right?
Yeah, I mean, is there any...
Because you don't really have any other options. Anthony Richardson was, like, the young prospect that you were excited about. Daniel Jones was brought in to fill a roster spot and maybe go in and kneel the ball down at the end of games. It's not like they signed Daniel Jones thinking that they could, like, have a resurgence here. I don't think Riley Leonard gets anybody excited.
Is it Riley Leonard time?
No,
I mean, there's still the Kirk Cousins possibility floating around for some of these teams. I'm still higher on Kirk than Rodgers. I know you disagree with me.
Richardson was already a huge question mark because he had that shoulder injury that hurt him in 2023. Then last year, he simply ran out of gas. Right? He was too tired. He took himself out of the game. And so I think it's this point in time the Colts have to pivot. And you got to give your franchise something to look forward to sell tickets. I would reach out to Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. Heck, Philip Rivers might be interested in playing still, right? He's got to pay for his kids. It's like 12 kids to go to college. So that's interesting breaking news, though, out of Colts camp in Indianapolis. Says all of Indianapolis, though, has their eyes on the NBA Finals beginning tonight.
Yeah, hey, you guys can have that. Yeah. No football for you this year.
Every day on AWOD Radio, we close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. We call that Game Day on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day.
Game day. Game day. All right. Game day on AWOD Radio, highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. My pick is pretty obvious. As I've told you, I'm riding with the underdogs, the Indiana Pacers. We've got an intern for the summer, Biff. You want to tell everyone about the soccer game you're fired up for?
Yeah, man, it's a big game today. Spain versus France. We've got the two youngsters, the guy who just won with PSG, Dewey, on the France side, and then the 17-year-old Lamine Yamal playing for Spain in the semifinals of the Nations League. Winner plays Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo scored a goal against Ronaldo, my GOAT. So I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm a soccer fan, but I don't really get excited for the Nations League. But seeing, you know, the best squads, right, the yep. A squads out there should make it interesting. I know Stubb probably will have his eyes on the Baltimore Orioles, but I wanted to, you know, take this time right now on game day to highlight the young American female Coco Gauff advancing to the Roland Garros finals at the 2025 French Open. She won earlier this morning. It was a fantastic match. She really kicked ass, which was cool to see. So big victory for Coco Gauff. She advances to the finals to take on Ariana Sablanka. But she took down the French woman, Busan, 6-1, 6-2. Dominant fashion there for Coco Gauff, who advances to another finals. And you know, it's been really cool to watch her grow. She's just 21 years old, kind of was burst onto the scene when she won the U.S. Open in 2023. So you get an American into the finals at Roland Garros. Not the same on the men's side, as they were both ousted in the quarterfinals. So Stubb, you're up on game day. What do you want?
I'm gonna go with the O's. You know what?
Six wins in a row.
Eight of the last 10. We're back.
Grant and Danny are back next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.